Ask Catherine. Dear Catherine, can you explain what happens when a country devalues its own currency? How are they able to do this themselves instead of the value of the currency being determined by the supply, demand, and exchange of it within the worldwide markets? Well, it gets complicated, but essentially they can set the price by being willing to buy and sell at that price. So, and this is particularly easy if you're a large country and you print the currency. The more float China has outside the country, the harder it is going to be to set a price that's different than where the market would set. Although, you have players who are intervening around the world, so the market is more like a war rather than a market. But it's if you stand ready to exchange at that rate or buy and sell at that rate, then you have the ability to set it. One of the Chinese spokespeople who talked about the devaluation said, "We are the market. We can do whatever we want." It's a very interesting comment. Anyway, it's as I said, it's easier to do it when the rate you're setting is closer to what the market would produce. Harder when the market, is significantly different, and that's why you saw the Swiss have to break the peg with the euro, and the Chinese break what is a sub rosa peg with the dollar. When the market price gets too far away from where you're setting the exchange, then it can get very, very expensive and very, very painful. Dear Catherine, for years now we've been hearing about the massive derivative bubble that's going to pop, and still nothing has happened. Has this all been hype? If not, what do you think the chances are of this really happening? The reason we've been hearing a lot of the hype is the people pushing a lot of that hype believe that these are private financial institution positions. I believe many of them are the private financial institutions acting as agent for governments. So many of these wrap up into government positions. The most significant part of the derivatives book outstanding are interest rate swaps, and that's been part of engineering the drop in interest rates down, down, down. The question is, what happens when interest rates start to rise? I don't know of anybody who understands that book well enough to know what that would mean. If it does start to unravel, it's to a certain extent, you can't allow this book of business to unravel. And so many, many possibilities all add up to war, where you're not going to permit a default on the derivatives. Instead, you're going to have a war, and the losers in the war basically collapse and are exploited by the winners and make up the whole. And that's as it has been in history. This is just a much bigger hole than we're used to having.